The press ate it up. You couldn't really blame them, I suppose. La Guerta did a masterful job of presenting just enough fact, colored with high-gloss wishful thinking, that nearly anyone would have been convinced. And of course, you don't actually have to have an IQ test to become a reporter. Even so, I always hope for just the smallest glimmer. And I'm always disappointed. Perhaps I saw too many black-and-white movies as a child. I still thought the cynical, world-weary drunk from the large Metropolitan Daily was supposed to ask an awkward question and force the investigators to carefully re-examine the evidence. But sadly, life does not always imitate art. And at La Guerta's press conference, the part of Spencer Tracy was played by a series of male and female models with perfect hair and tropical weight suits. Their penetrating questions amounted to, "How did it feel to find the head?" and "Can we have some pictures?" One lone reporter, Nick something from the local NBC TV affiliate, asked La Guerta if she was sure Mikhail was the killer. But when she said that the overwhelming preponderance of evidence indicated that this was the case, and anyway the confession was conclusive, he let it go. Either he was satisfied, or the words were too big. And so there it was. Case closed. Justice done. The mighty machinery of Metro Miami's awesome crime-fighting apparatus had once again triumphed over the dark forces besieging our fair city. It was a lovely show. La Guerta handed out some very sinister-looking mugshots of Daryl Earle, stapled to those new glossy shots of herself, investigating a $250-an-hour high-fashion photographer on South Beach. It made a wonderfully ironic package. The appearance of danger and the lethal reality. So very different. Because however coarse and brutal Daryl Earle looked, the real threat to society was La Guerta. She had called off the hounds, closed down the hue and cry, sent people back to bed in a burning building. Was I the only one who could see that Daryl Earle McHale could not possibly be the killer? That there was a style and wit here that a brickhead like McHale couldn't even understand? I had never been more alone than I was in my admiration for the real killer's work. The very body part seemed to sing to me, a rhapsody of bloodless wonder that lightened my heart and filled my veins with an intoxicating sense of awe. But it was certainly not going to interfere with my zeal in capturing the real killer, a cold and wanton executioner of the innocent who absolutely must be brought to justice. Right, Dexter? Right? Hello?